digging through a box yesterday, and I found a picture of when I was in sixth grade in the choir, and up on the risers, and it was kind of fun. So I showed the kids. It was a black and white picture, and so it was kind of fun to show them that, you know, I did what you get to do tomorrow night. You know, that was really neat. And, and I stood on the same risers that you did, in the same stage that you did. So just all those fun memories in my kindergarten room. Of course, I got a lot of Ginger's things when she retired. She was in that classroom for 37 years, and she basically willed her whole entire classroom to me. And we've been friends for a very, very long time, and I call her my school mom, so she takes care of me. We're very good friends.
What do you remember about her as a teacher? Was she one of those old-fashioned, kind of real stern?
No. She was very friendly, very loving, and she loved to sing, and she loved to play the piano. And she always was willing to give you a hug, and just always encouraged you. One of the things I remember, and I still have, is in our classroom, we have a little bathroom in our classroom, and of course it doesn't have a locking door on it, it has a shutting door. And the way to not have people walk in on you was to, we have this little stoplight in our classroom, and you flick the button up to red if you're in the bathroom, and then when you come back out, you flick it down to green. And it seems so silly and simple, but that's, you know, that's what works for kindergarten. That's what they understand. And I can remember flipping the switch when I was 5, and it's still in my classroom. And I don't know what I'll be teaching for sure next year, but wherever I go, my stoplight will go with me. And it doesn't matter if I teach kindergarten or 6, you know, we'll probably still use the bathroom stoplight because that will let me know that somebody's not in the room. But it's just those little things that I can remember.